All right, back on the Young Turks with Anna Kasparian. We've got some great stories for you guys, a couple of quick tweets for you guys. Bitchy Gay Guy writes in, whoever is coming up with these mixed soundboard musical intros deserves a goddamn award. Bart, J.R. Jackson, it is in fact Bart. Nice job, Bart. Award, no, but that nice pat on the back, okay? Sasha Ray says, if public service was the right thing to do, referring to Chaffetz, why is it not the right thing to finish that commitment? Well, that's an excellent point. I'm sure the reporters are going to ask Chaffetz any second now. And finally, Tahoti says, a political ideology masks a religion? That describes evangelical Christianity perfectly. Ironic that Mike Flynn said that about Islam before, of course, a government that is fairly fundamentalist Muslim government paid him $500,000. And all of a sudden, he was massively in favor of it. Okay, Anna, what do you have for us?
All right, let's start with some international news. Thailand has some pretty strict laws when it comes to insulting its royalty. In particular, the king of Thailand, you're not allowed to say anything negative about him, because if you do, you could face some jail time. Well, interestingly enough, someone who is critical of the king in Thailand decided to post a video that went viral on Facebook featuring him wearing a crop top and shopping with tattoos and everything showing in Munich.
Those are fake tattoos, right?
No, they're real tattoos.
Really?
I think he, for some reason, lied and said that they're fake tattoos, but I think they're real tattoos. The New York Times has reported that they're real tattoos, but who knows? Who knows and who cares?
Yeah, okay? It's irrelevant.
It's funny that he would, if they are real tattoos, it's funny that he would lie and say that they're fake tattoos as if that would make it better. I would argue that would make it worse. Like, you went out of your way to, anyway, moving on. So he's embarrassed because he's wearing a crop top. He's shopping in a crop top, but he should just own up to it because you like the crop top, you like the midsection, you're feeling good about yourself, you're shopping in Munich, you're the freaking king of Thailand. Just own it, right? But no, he got all hurt about it and started crying about it. And then they contacted Facebook and said, you must take this viral video down or else we're going to go after you, we're going to sue you. So Thailand's laws make insulting the monarchy a crime punishable by up to 15 years in prison. And guess what? Facebook listened to them and they took the video down. They didn't take the video down, but it is blocked in Thailand. So anyone living in Thailand, anyone existing in Thailand won't have access to it. But we have access to it. We have access to the screenshots, which we've shown you. And it's just a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Okay, so maybe we shouldn't have kings. Because maybe they do absurd things like, hey, if anybody even insults me, I'm going to put you in jail for 15 years.
I know, bro, but you're wearing a freaking crop top in Munich. You're out in public wearing that. You know what I'm saying? It's not like he did this in the privacy of his own home and then someone invaded his privacy and then obtained images of him. Like, he wore it out in public because he felt pretty damn good about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So just own up to it. There's nothing wrong with it.
And what's the point of being king if you can't go around in a crop top? Right? I mean, isn't the whole point of being king is that you're awesome, you rule the place, and you can do anything you want. So instead, you're hiding whatever your real identity is, I don't know, right? Like, whatever it is, you're just having fun, right? Mm-hmm. And instead, you're going around and, you know, that's why it's like, look, is it better to be a king than it is to be someone with no money? Of course! On the other hand, it's not that great, man. You live in this little cage where everything is judged nonstop. You think like the royalty in the UK, I wouldn't want it at all. And you can say I'm crazy, I don't care, that's fine. I don't want to live that life where they're all constantly under a microscope and they have to follow all this stupid, stupid etiquette about when to bow, when to have tea, and when to do this and that, etc. And they can't live their lives free. That's why Prince Charles, I don't begrudge the guy getting into whoever's tampons that he got into. It was a fun recorded tape that got leaked of him. Anyway, so.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he said he wanted to be his lover's tampon. It was gross, but the guy loved her. He loved her, okay? So anyways, long story.
You can love people in other ways.
I hear you. I hear you, sister. That is very fair. Anyway.
He's a cyclist. Anyway, moving on.
Okay, the main part of this is, guys, Thailand, get rid of the nonsense monarchy. And I'm not just picking on Thailand here. Everybody that's got a monarchy, yes, including the UK. What are you holding on to? Not just antiquated notions, but notions that were dictatorial and wrong and authoritarian and stupid. They shouldn't rule over us. Why should we hand our freedom over to kings? Now, I know you've got a parliamentary system now, but look, in Thailand, still 15 years. In the UK, people would get pissed about this. How dare you, God save the queen, right? What century are you in? Get over it already, get over it, end all this nonsense. What are we playing, Game of Thrones? What are we playing, silly little games here, princesses and princesses? It's absolute madness.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like if you are a person in power and you show the world that you're this easily insulted, that people can get under your skin this much, you don't come across as a powerful person.
Yeah, and guess what? All of these so-called kings and queens, at some point, one of their ancestors butchered everyone else in the country and took power, right? So that's how you get to be a king or a queen. And then all of them since then have been riding off of that. You think they're special? No, they're spoiled little brats that never had to do anything their whole lives, had all this money handed to them. So you think they could lead countries? Mm-hmm. They're usually pathetic guys like this riding around in crop tops. And then when they get caught, they go, oh no, you insulted me. Put him in prison, put him in prison. He insulted me. You know what that says? It shows you're incredibly weak. That's what you are. And all these, whether it's the kings or it's the presidents pretending to be in a democracy who put people in prison for offending them. It's our wannabe authoritarian leader here in America, Donald Trump, mm-hmm. who we just found out the other day, told James Comey, hey, why can't you just imprison the reporters who report the leaks about me? Oh, they're being so mean to me.
He don't like that.
Yeah. Or, by the way, it's the religions. Oh, you offended me because you drew Muhammad, so I want you in prison, or I want you dead. You offended me because you did something about Jesus Christ, and so I'm going to do this and that. It's, hey, if you're so right and you're so strong, why are you so thin-skinned? You should be able to take all criticism and not have any issue. You should have the great security of knowing that you are right. But in reality, you know you're not right, and you know that you didn't earn anything to become king in this case. Just let it go, man. You should voluntarily let it go. Just be like, you know what, guys, you're right. I'm not a king. What the hell did I do?
I want to wear crop tops in Munich.
Yeah, I just want to run around Munich going schlupen das, das ist Vitamin.
Anyway, all right. Well, moving on to some other news. Let's have a little bit of fun. Male fashion trends are evolving to the point where they are adapting to female fashion trends. Case in point, the female romper. Apparently, there is a company that is attempting to design rompers specifically for men. Now, if you have no idea what rompers are, there's an image showing you. It's kind of like a onesie, but it is in shorts form, okay? Now, there is a video that gives you a better idea of this, but the whole reason why this is getting a lot of attention is because there is something known as the Romp Him Kickstarter project. And the last time I checked, which was about an hour ago, they raised a whopping $252,000, okay, crowdfunding this project just to design these rompers for men. Now, there's a fun video showing you how you can be manly and you can sport the romper. Take a look.
All right. I'm confused as to whether it's supposed to be manly or not, because they got the girls they're carrying around.
Some of them are like kind of beefy.
They're being bros.
Yeah.
But then kind of not.
I love this, and I would not be turned off by a guy who wears a romper, believe it or not.
Oh, okay. God bless.
First of all, it would catch my attention, and I think I'd be into it. Secondly, it shows a certain level of boldness.
That's true. I grant you that. It's bold.
It's bold. It's kind of like a woman wearing a hat, right? Mm-hmm. Hats are bold. You know, yeah. You never know if someone's into the hat. Right, you're taking a risk.
What I love about it is the difference between men and women. These guys don't care about your hat. They're just looking to see if you're hot or not hot. Whereas women are like, oh, are you bold? Which is to women's credit, because that's at least about your personality rather than than your looks.
Because it takes confidence to pull that off.
It does.
You have to be a confident dude to wear something like that. And also, you know, it's interesting, because for a really long time, women who wore pants were thought of as weirdos. Right? I mean, it was a long time ago, so it's kind of strange to even think about it now, but women were only supposed to wear dresses and skirts. And so I'm sure when women started wearing pants, people flipped out. And so why can't men adapt to female fashion trends as well? I mean, it's not like they're wearing gowns or anything. They're wearing rompers. There's nothing wrong with it.
Okay, yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. It's just not for me.
No. You have no business wearing a romper. Okay? That is unacceptable.
Okay, I'm glad we clarified that. Okay, so for two reasons, and so let's just put it out there, okay? First of all, it's needlessly complicated. How do I even get into that thing? Mm-hmm. Like, it's a onesie, so like, do you put it on?
You put it on like the same way that you wear pants.
Yeah.
Okay, one foot in, and then the second foot in.
It's like, there's no need for it. There's a reason why. Just lift it up. Yeah, there's just no need for it at all.
It has a pee hole.
Okay.
So you can take the thing out and do the thing that you need to do.
The thing that I need to do, okay. That could go in a couple of different directions, but anyway.
Okay.
If the romper room or whatever this romper room. If the romp him is actually getting you to romp him, then you can take the thing out and all that stuff. Anyway, the second reason is there are some clothes that are just meant for skinny people and not for people who have any weight issues at all. Mm-hmm. You think an overweight guy is going to wear a romp him?
It's a romper, not a romp him.
No.
Romp him.
Yeah, the romp him.
Yeah.
That's the new product. We're not wearing that shit. No way. Okay, so. Yeah, it's definitely because I'm biased, and it's definitely because it gets under my skin. Mm-hmm. But when they do this high fashion that's designed only for incredibly fit guys, it bothers me.
Okay, but you also need to understand that high fashion is usually created or designed for incredibly fit people, period, right? Mm-hmm. Including women. I mean, the whole skinny jeans, low-rise jeans, jeans in general, okay? Bodycon dresses, which by the way stands for body conscious dresses. Those are like the skin tight dresses, the bandage dresses. Like, they're all designed for women who weigh nothing or women who have a tiny waist and a gigantic butt, right? So, yeah, I know it's frustrating. That's the fashion industry. And I know you criticize them a lot for that, right? I find that there is value in the fashion industry. I'm not in the same camp as you. But you know, they need to evolve a little bit and consider the feelings of individuals who are not necessarily fit by conventional standards.
Or by the way, don't consider our feelings. Who cares?
Yeah.
You do you, boo, and you do your rompum thing, and I guess if you're into it, and whichever guys or girls are into it, you have at it, hoss, and take the thing out of the pee hole or whatever, and do whatever you're gonna do.
I personally love rompers for women.
Really?
I do.
Okay.
I love rompers. Well, I love these rompers too for men. I don't really care if men wear them. I think it's great if they want to and they feel good. Do you? But for women, I've been a big fan of rompers. I wish I could wear rompers to work. Sometimes I do.
I wouldn't even notice. Like, who's stopping you?
No one, but like most rompers are kind of sexy for women, so it's kind of inappropriate.
Oh,
for
is that right?
Yeah, but I do have a beautiful romper from Lely's Couture. Okay, one of our fans who makes clothes in San Francisco. Awesome, professional looking. I can wear it to work.
Yeah.
You guys have seen me wear it before.
I'm not sure I've ever noticed anyone wearing a romper in my entire life.
That's because you don't notice anything.
Okay, I don't notice that stuff. Super last thing is, yes, every once in a while, this is more my bias, women meaning well will be like, oh my God, that sweater looks great. Why don't you buy that or whatever? I'm like, yeah, that's because I weigh 100 pounds more than that sweater would look good in, right? Mm-hmm. So all the clothes are designed for guys who are already decent looking, right? And so it's like it's a vicious cycle, right? Mm-hmm. It's harder to look good when you don't look, you know, when you're not in shape, and then all the clothes are not designed for us. So, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm just keeping it real.
It's frustrating. This
is my random gripe. So fuck the romp.
All right. Are we taking a break or skipping ahead?
We got to take a quick break,
Let's
guys.
Let's do that.
So when we come back, some very serious stories and some very fun stories, including finally, the Alex Jones story. If there's one thing we know about Alex Jones, he does not surrender. He will fight these yogurt sons of bitches to the end.
Yeah, we also know he's a pig. So anyway, come back after the break and we will discuss him and more.
All right, back on the Young Turks. Members of the day are Joseph Titano and Franklin Gonzalez. Franklin, tell your brother Randy to watch the show and also become a member. TYTnetwork.com/join. Not only a fun post game today for you guys, and if you miss any of the amazing news from the first hour, you can watch the show anytime you want without ads if you're a member, but also Aggressive Progressive tonight. The first portion is free. Check that out at 9 o'clock Eastern on TYTnetwork.com/live. And now it's 90 minutes. So if you want to watch the whole show, become a member at TYTnetwork.com/join. Okay, a couple of quick tweets. Sean Phoenix says, maybe the king was just feeling fabulous that day. Go ahead, girl. You look fierce, brah. LOL. Do men wear those tops in Thailand? I don't know.
Well, I mean, in Thailand, I know that they're, and I'm not saying that he falls into this category, but so-called ladyboys, and I don't know if that's already considered a politically incorrect thing to say, but that's a culture there, a subculture. Mm-hmm. So the reason why I even bring that up is because the idea of men incorporating more feminine articles of clothing and styles into their closets, I guess, is not that crazy. Like, we have different cultures and it's okay. I know in the US, seeing a guy in a crop top might be a little strange or whatever, but in Thailand, I don't think it's that crazy.
Dude,
who cares? Just wear whatever you want and then own it. You're in public.
No, King of Thailand, you're gonna die one day, okay? And when you do, how did you spend your life? You spend it hiding the whole time? Like, it's just, and what, yeah. And what was the point of being king? And look, let's talk more about that in the post game, because I want to talk about Roger Ailes and all the money that he got. Mm-hmm. And on the last day, did it help him at all? Mm-hmm. And so I just want to talk about that concept a little bit, like the greed that folks have and what winds up happening with it. Okay, Jack McAnally says, male rompers, golfers will wear that shit. Maybe they would.
That is kind of a golfer outfit. Something golfers wear. By the way, Jordan French texted me and let me know that in Arkansas, like, I guess it's like hunting apparel. Like, there's rompers with like camo on it.
Okay. Hey, do you boo in the woods?
I would never expect that to happen in Arkansas, of all places.
I can see it because it's
fashion forward.
No, it's like fashion backward, and somehow fashion forward caught up to fashion backward.
Get out of here.
Anyway, Riley Grady says peeing in a romper has to be a bitch. Hard pass.
No, you take it out. Like,
that's why she told you about the taking it out business.
That's how you guys take it out, right? You go like this.
Or like in my case. No, all right. Anyway. Just playing, it's wrong. All right, and Woke Bay says, I wouldn't wear a romper. I imagine that is someone impersonating Haas, is Woke Bay. And I love it. Okay, yeah. I think that's hilarious. Okay, guys, let's give you Alex Jones.
All right. Alex Jones is known for doing some defamatory segments on people that usually leads to those individuals being harassed. Case in point, the CEO of Chobani, who had to deal with all sorts of harassment after Alex Jones did segments and also posted social media indicating that this guy was hiring immigrant rapists to work in his factories, okay? So one of the articles that he posted said, Idaho yogurt maker caught importing immigrant rapists.
Migrant rapists.
Now, InfoWars also claimed that the company's workers were responsible for a 500% increase in tuberculosis in Twin Falls. This is just straight up false, right? There's no evidence to back it up. There was absolutely no fact behind it. But since he went out there and said it, all of the crazy people who believe anything he says went after Chobani's CEO and started harassing him. And they also called for a boycott. Okay.
So let me just say one other lie that he threw in there because it's amusing. Now, if you're Chobani, it's not amusing. But he had promised to come to Idaho with an investigative crew. I didn't know he was hiring investigative reporters too. He said, quote, in order to show Islamists getting off the planes. So there is the rapist and the Islamists.
Right.
And they're also brought with them a bag of tuberculosis.
That's right, exactly.
Except there are no cases of tuberculosis in Idaho. That's also made up. And the local prosecutors are like, there was no rape. You know why we didn't prosecute it? Because there's no gang rape. There was no rape. The whole story's made up.
And also, Alex Jones tried to tie the migrant workers, because look, the CEO of Chobani, he's a Turkish man. He wanted to hire refugees to work in his factory. He wanted to give them an opportunity to live a better life. And of course, this enraged crazy people like Alex Jones. And so he went out there and put these defamatory videos up and tried to make it seem like, oh, these Muslim refugees are rapists. They have diseases. They're dangerous. And you know, when he says Islamists and then rapists, he wants to draw parallels there, or actually a connection there, right?
Yep.
So it's all, again, for the billionth time, defamatory. And so the CEO of Chobani sued him, which you should do when someone says defamatory things about you, because it could ruin your reputation. It could really harm your business. There are actually damages that come out of ridiculous coverage like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when the lawsuit first began, Alex Jones said the following: I'm choosing this as a battle. On this, I will stand. I will win or I will die. I'm not backing down. I'm never giving up. I love this. I will win or
That's
I will die.
Fight. That's the key. That's everything.
No, this guy, this guy is unstable.
Okay? Of course.
He's
That's
insane.
That's why he says things like,
we're under attack. It is an alien force, not of this world. It's the devil, okay?
Okay. So guess what happened? Guess what happened? I mean, he hasn't died, but he did end up settling and he did end up apologizing.
No, wait, I thought he was never going to surrender. What happened?
He loves this. Anyway, if you don't believe me, take a look at a video that he posted on YouTube and disabled all the comments for it, by the way.
Oh, bitch.
Take a look.
During the week of April 10th, 2017, certain statements were made on the InfoWars Twitter feed and YouTube channel regarding Chobani LLC that I now understand to be wrong. The tweets and video have now been retracted and will not be reposted. On behalf of InfoWars, I regret that we mischaracterized Chobani, its employees, and the people of Twin Falls, Idaho, the way we did.
Oh, what happened though? I thought you were never going to surrender, Alex. I thought you were going to take a stand and you were going to fight to the death. What happened?
I will win or I will die. By the way, this is the second time in the past 2 months that Jones has had to apologize for promoting falsehoods on his show. If you watch Alex Jones, you're a sucker. Stop watching him. He's a scam. He says defamatory things about innocent people and he's dangerous, okay?
The other one that he apologized for was the Pizzagate stuff, the comment ping pong. He had made that up, and then he had to come out and again be like, oh, my lawyers have written the statement. It turns out I was lying the whole time, and I don't want to lose everything I have, because if we go to court, it's going to be super obvious that I was lying. So I will now admit to you, my audience, that I am a character actor. What did they say in this child custody case? That he was a performance artist.
Yeah, he's playing a character.
So every once in a while, the rodeo clown has to go out there and read his little bitch statements, because he's been lying to you all along. So again, you can say, oh yeah, I don't believe you. Go ahead, watch Alex Jones. Watch him go, oh yeah, I was lying about Chobani. Turns out he didn't do anything. You made it all up, didn't you, Alex? The guy's a complete and utter fraud. We told you that from day one, and we're proven right over and over again. By the way, yet another Turkish American kicking Alex Jones' ass. Who's next? Is Dr. Oz going to take a turn at you next, Alex? Look, you can't fight Turks. Just give up already.
Relax.
Okay. All right. So, oh, I know he's never going to surrender. Okay. We got another segment for you guys if you're watching online. For those of you who are on Sirius, God bless your heart. We gave you a solid 2 hours here. Everybody else, come right back. We had a quick break for you guys and then great stories. Damn. Now the great derp got a t-shirt out of me at the last moment here with a great tweet. It's called InfoWars because they're at war with information, right?
I was going to make that joke and then
sorry, you don't get the t-shirt.
You're running out of time.
No, the great derp gets it.
Oh, I don't get another TYT t-shirt? Oh, damn.
Okay, look at this. Rubbing it in for you guys, okay? Yes, we're lucky we get all these TYT t-shirts.
No, we are lucky, actually.
Yesterday, Anna was on Old School, and by the way, there was rave reviews.
There were?
Yes, the audience loved it. Some of them said it was on the best Old Schools ever.
I had so much fun.
Wasn't it fun?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun.
We were all wearing rompers. It became a big romper room. Okay, so it was me, Anna, John, and Brett. It was a ton of fun. Check that out. Why did I bring that up? Information, war against information.
Right.
Oh, no, because John and I were both wearing the Jurassic Prick t-shirts.
Yeah, it's so good.
Okay, that's a fun t-shirt that that we came up with recently. Anyway, shoptyt.com for those shirts. Okay, all right, what's next, Anna?
All right. More and more people are getting married to individuals from a different race. In fact, Pew Research just conducted a study where they took data from the census and found that 1 in 6 newlywed spouses are of a different race or ethnicity. Okay. Now, to give you some more information on this, Pew Research also found that overall, 1 in 10 people, or 11 million, 1 in 6 people who married in 2015 wed someone of a different race or ethnicity, the highest proportion in American history. However, if you look at the overall number, 1 in 10 people, or 11 million in the United States, have spouses of a different race or ethnicity. So if you're younger, you probably think, well, yeah, what's the big deal? I mean, I've seen mixed couples all the time. It's pretty common. Well, if you just rewind 50 years, the number was much lower. Only 3% of people in the country were, it's called intermarried, which sounds very strange.
Yeah.
Intermarried sounds like you're marrying like a different species or something.
Right,
but yeah.
Right. No, I'm outer married. Okay, anyway, I'm actually one of the intermarried.
So am I.
That's right.
Yeah.
So what's more amazing is that interracial marriage was illegal in this country in many parts, not in every part, but in a lot of states until 1967.
I know, it's crazy.
Only in 1967 did the Supreme Court say that no, it's unconstitutional to bar different races from getting married to one another. What's even crazier, in 2012 there was a poll done during the Republican primaries. In Alabama, Mississippi, about a quarter of the Republican voters still think interracial marriage should be illegal.
That's so insane.
It blows my mind because that they live in a different world. They have different facts, they have a different reality, and in their world, like getting married to a black person, a white black person, or any race's mixing is so outrageous they think it should be banned. Whereas in LA, like it's the like no one would blink an eye, no one would care ever. Like, and if someone believed the things that they believe, we'd look at them like they were monsters.
I just feel like, look, Skittles is right. You should taste the rainbow, right?
Well, it's got a couple of connotations. Anyway.
I mean, it depends on what you're into, but I feel like staying within your race. And going even further and staying within your nationality is so incredibly boring. Like for me, and by the way, if that's what you want, if that's what you desire, do you, no judgment. But I don't want to live in a society that forces me to be with someone who's exactly like me. I get a lot of pleasure out of learning about other countries and other cultures. And it's, you know, a relationship is the best when it's a learning experience, when you learn from the partner that you have, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like, yes, if it's someone who comes from the exact same culture as me, there are certain things that, you know, we understand about one another, and there's a certain level of comfort there as well. But get out of your comfort zone, you know, just appreciate different cultures and understand that just because someone's a different race or a different nationality doesn't mean that, you know, it's the worst thing in the world and you're mixing. And I feel like people who have this activated fear center in their brains are the ones that get turned off by the idea of intermarriage.
Yeah, and so let me explain also the old world and the new world. And there's a slightly different take on this too, which is that, so in the old world, the reason why they told you to marry within your own clan was because you were gonna fight the Canaanites and you needed as many babies as possible who were Israelites or Philistines or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And so they're like, oh my God, marrying the Canaanites is the worst. You're gonna give them babies. You're gonna give the enemy babies and they're gonna kill us with them. Are you nuts?
You gotta marry the Philistines and have babies with them.
Okay, so that is where this whole tribalism comes from. That's why, and that has come all the way up to now, where people still, I mean, from the old world, like Turks think, oh, you gotta marry a Turk, you gotta marry a Turk. I know you got the same pressures as Armenians, and then still some of that, a lot of that is left in America where people think, no, you gotta marry within your race. But in the new world, we're actually are marrying within our cultures. It's just that our culture is no longer based on race or ethnicity.
That's right.
In a place like LA, and now a lot of the country, most of the country, I would argue, our culture is an American one. That's, you know, made from TV and online. And look, media is the culture, right? Mm-hmm. And in the old days, your culture was all politics was local, all media was local. So you married somebody from your hometown because that's all you knew.
Yeah.
Right? Now, all that media and culture is national and in some ways global. So we're all part of that big culture. Now, there are pockets of culture, of subcultures that have not changed. And hence the Alabama and Mississippi Republican voters who are like stuck in a time warp. And they're still like, oh, no, no, my culture is, I don't like the other race, I like my race, right? So, okay, but most of us have moved on from that. And finally, we're winning. We're going to win, they're going to lose.
Yeah, because we're mixing, right? And I think that's a great thing. So whenever we talk about how we need to move past race in the country and you know what the possible solutions are. Look, you can get the government to reform certain things. You can tackle things like institutional racism, institutionalized racism. But nothing is gonna work quite as well as the fact that we're all gonna have sex with each other, we're all gonna procreate, and we're all gonna have mixed babies, right? And then like the idea of race is gonna be kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, we're almost getting there for the younger generation. So finally, last optimistic note here. Like Anna said, 50 years ago, it was only 3% that was interracial marriage. Now it's 10%, but among the people getting married today, it's 17%. Now, which way do you think that's gonna continue to go? It's not gonna go backwards, it's gonna go forwards. Mm-hmm. We're gonna make more progress and we're gonna have more interracial marriage. By the way, if you happen to marry someone within your own race, there's nothing wrong with that at all, right? Just find the person you love. I know, radical thought. Mm-hmm. For conservatives, they're like, whoa, that's a weird thing to say. No, 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 I mean, as long as they're within your race, right? But those guys are all ancient, man. They're gonna be doing this to the end of time, right? But it's not gonna help them. So the reality is we're gonna win, because we always win at the end, because we have progress at the end. And yes, the end takes a while. But right now, it's speeding up.
Yeah. Well, there is one thing that we are not seeing progress in, and unfortunately, that is education, scientific education in America. Now that Republicans have control of Congress and we have a buffoon as the President of the United States, Republicans and conservatives specifically are focusing on reforming education by taking advantage of certain loopholes. Now, what they want to hone in on is this idea that science education should provide different perspectives, like creationist perspectives or climate change denial perspectives. And so states like Florida have done the following. Florida's legislature approved a bill on May 5th that would enable residents to challenge what educators teach students. And two other states have already approved non-binding legislation this year, urging teachers to embrace academic freedom and present the full spectrum of views on evolution and climate change. This is insane. Okay, so, and this is something that conservatives have been tackling or attempting to tackle for a very long time. In fact, the first academic freedom bills popped up in the early 2000s, but until this year, only three had become law. One in Mississippi in 2006, one in Louisiana in 2008, and another in Tennessee in 2012. The reason why I bring this up is because look at the states that we're talking about. There are conservative states, they're red states that just do not like the idea of their kids learning science. They don't want to accept the fact that climate change is very much real and it is man-made. They don't want to accept the fact that evolution is very much real. They want to teach their kids religious mumbo jumbo instead. Now, the Florida legislation enables any taxpaying resident of a given county to file complaints about the curriculum of the schools in their district. A complaint would trigger a public hearing to determine if the material in question is accurate, balanced, non-inflammatory, current, free of pornography, and suited to students' needs.
Why were they putting like dick pics into climate change material? Although Florida's kind of a dick pic.
Yeah, well, Florida's the dick of the United States.
Yes. Okay, so this is a new Orwellian tactic. In the old days, what they used to do was, hey, listen, why don't we just teach the Bible in school? And teach that, hey, you know, evolution is not true, and we got the earth was formed in 6 days, and then God, even though he's incredibly powerful, had to take a nap on the seventh day. Okay, whatever floats your boat.
Well, thank God. I mean, I really like my Sundays. Sunday fun days, awesome.
Okay, so and then the earth is only 6,000 years old, etc. And then the courts were like, no, we don't live in a theocracy. Your religion doesn't get to rule everybody. The Constitution very clearly says you cannot establish a religion. So, okay, you couldn't do that. So then they're like, okay, I got it. we'll call it creationism, so it'll seem like a science. So, okay, now you teach your actual science, and we'll teach our voodoo called creationism. And so they tried that for a while, and after a while the courts got caught on to that. They're like, no, dude, you're still trying to sneak your Bible back into the court. So that kind of, now the new thing is academic freedom. Now, wonderfully Orwellian, because they don't want you to actually teach things that are academic, okay? Mm-hmm. What they want you to do is teach the same old Bible, right? But they call it freedom. And they're like, oh, I got it. You could add freedom to anything and it'll work, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. No, we're doing it's not slavery anymore. It's slavery freedom. Okay. And by the way, back then they actually did do that. They're like, no, you're taking away my freedom if you take away my slaves. Right. That's what the Confederates actually said.
Because they consider their slaves their property.
That's right. And you're like, right, you're taking my freedom away, but then I'm going to have to actually get off my lazy ass and do my own farming. Okay. Anyways, back to this. Well, under that idea, couldn't you have academic freedom in math? I mean, the mathematicians say 2 + 2 = 4, but I've got academic freedom, so I'm going to call it 5. But are you trying to curtail my freedom? I think 2 + 2 = 87. These people with their science and math are trying to take our freedom away from us. And it's actually not even that much of a hyperbole. Mm-hmm. We roughly know how old the earth is, and it ain't 6,000 years old.
It's just amazing to me that parents, right? Because the parents would really be the catalyst for reforming the curriculum. Like, they wouldn't like the fact that they're learning about evolution, or they wouldn't like the fact that their kids are learning about climate change. So they want to teach their kids fairy tales and non-truths.
Yeah.
It's insane, right? You should not be a parent.
No, but Anna, the thing is though, we live in an ocean of insanity, and we're actually an island of sanity within that ocean, because a huge percentage of the world believes in all those fairy tales that, oh yeah, there was a virgin who had a virgin birth. Sure, she did, right?
But like, I'm not even talking about that. Like, if you want to believe in those fairy tales, that's fine, right? I'm not even mad at you if you believe in religion, you have faith or whatever it is. But here's the thing, you don't get to dictate what other kids learn in what's supposed to be a fact-based science class, right? You don't get to teach my kids, I don't have kids right now, but let's say I do, right? Mm-hmm. If a parent shows up to my school where my kid goes and has the audacity to say that the science teacher needs to also teach creationism, needs to also talk about climate change denial, I would lose my mind. Who the hell are you to dictate what my kid learns? No, I want my kid to learn facts, not what your fairy tales are. You know, after school hours, you want to go to church, you want to go to a temple, you want to go to a mosque, and you want to pray to whoever. Do you, boo? But you don't get to tell me what my kids are going to learn.
But that's
unacceptable.
But the problem is, it's religion intrinsically has a hard time getting along with the state, because in almost all those organized religions, they think that they should dominate over all the rest of us. And it says it in their books, right?
Yeah.
And so they think, no, the Yahweh, God, Allah is the ruler of all and you must listen to him. But I'm not in your religion. And look, bottom line is, if you believe in that kind of stuff, I got a great country for you. It's called Saudi Arabia. Go there, you get all the theocracy you want. Religion rules everybody. Similar in Iran, you'll love it, go for it. The Taliban have a fundamentalist state that you're gonna really enjoy, right? But here in America, it is the core of our Constitution that we have the free exercise of religion, and you cannot establish a religion. So that means we could be any religion we want or no religion at all, and you cannot enforce your religion on us. So sad day for you. If you want a theocracy, go to Saudi Arabia where you belong. And by the way, we're also going to win. So, they can cry all they want. The internet's been around. The internet is younger than I am. That's how small a time frame humanity has had to digest information. Mm-hmm. That's the first time we all got universal information. And they're like, oh no, religion will be around forever. Are you kidding me? Every day we get the side of reason and logic gets stronger, and every day these old ridiculous mythologies and fables and fantasies get weaker. Because mm-hmm. every day new generation grows up on the internet and goes, you want me to believe what? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Okay, I'm going to needlessly say one last thing that has nothing to do with the story, just because it popped in my head, and I'm always amused by it. Okay, there's a thing in the Quran where they say, if the mountain will not come to Muhammad, Muhammad will come to the mountain. Okay.
Deep.
Yeah, you know why? Because Muhammad tried to get the mountain to move, and it wouldn't, so he went to the mountain. I'm like, I don't know if you guys get this, but that's kind of an admission of defeat.
But what did he do to the mountain? Like, what happened after that?
Nothing. He just needed to get to the mountain. He's like, watch, I will move the mountain. Oh, no, I couldn't move it. All right, anyway, guys, let's go over the mountain. Let's just walk over. And they put that in the Quran, like, oh, yeah, showed him.
There should be, like, a show on Netflix about, like, parts of the Quran or the parts of the Bible that are that ridiculous.
No, no, we have it ready. We just never unleashed it. We have Babel study ready to go, hosted by Jimmy Dore. All he's going to do is read sections of the Bible and the Quran. That's it.
You know, look, nothing against Jimmy Dore. Love Jimmy Dore. But you know who's really good at talking about religion? John Fugelsang.
Oh, yeah, yeah, John's great.
He'd be so good at that show.
Okay.
And so would Jimmy. It's just that every time I think
of, don't start wars, dude.
I know.
Don't start wars. Hey, look, I know we're way over it, and I got to catch a plane and stuff. But there's a reason why we must do the New Hampshire story. Let's please do the New Hampshire story, okay?
We killed that story.
Oh, really?
We didn't tell you. I'm sorry.
Oh,
because
no.
we were too full. And
well,
so
you
we,
were right, because we're 18 minutes
yeah,
over.
Sorry, guys.
Okay, that's all right. We'll see if we can do it tomorrow. Okay, guys, post game where I talk about life and death and what happens at the very end and what Roger Ailes must have felt like. Ooh, drums. TYTnetwork.com/join. Bye-bye.